Hey folks, my name is Burke, and in this video, we'll install the items that we need to create a development container in VS Code. Development containers, also known as remote containers, allow you to run a project inside of a container, and then you could give that project to anyone, and anyone who had Docker could also run that project with zero setup or configuration. So let's take a look. So first, you're going to need to have Docker Desktop installed, and you can get the Docker Desktop from docker.com here and pick your operating system. You're also going to need the Remote Containers extension for Visual Studio Code. Now there's two ways to install this. One of them is to go to the extension gallery on the internet and install and click the install button. And this will open VS Code and install the extension. The other option is to install it directly from VS Code. In VS Code, go to the extensions view and search for Remote Containers and you can install it directly from there. Now that you have these two things installed, you want to make sure that Docker is running. How do you do that? Well, there's two different ways. One of the ways to make sure it's running is to just look if you're on a Mac in the status bar, and you'll see a little Docker whale icon with some packages on top, and that tells you that it's running. And likewise on Windows, you can find the same thing in the system tray in the bottom right-hand corner. But there's another way to do that that works on both platforms, and that's to just from a terminal run Docker version. And then if it's not running, what you'll see is cannot connect to the Docker daemon. Anytime you see this cannot connect to Docker daemon, the problem is Docker's not running. And so in this case, you would want to go ahead and start Docker to make sure that it is running. And then once it does start, you can try it again. And you'll see this server Docker engine dash community. Now that you have the remote containers extension installed and you have Docker installed, and you verified the Docker is running, we're ready to configure a project to run inside of a development container.